Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm really happy you're with me this afternoon. And I appreciate all you people out there telling your friends and family to listen to this show. And we really get a time to dive deep into things and sometimes have some great guests to join to give you education in their area of specialty. You know, I give a lot of lectures, usually the last Saturday of every week, except during the holidays in November and December. December, the last Saturday of every month, I give a lecture. And I've been doing it so long, what I have to be careful about is I try to keep the lectures to an hour. I gave a lecture last Saturday, came in there, started a little bit after 10:30, and I think I left at 1. But a lot of that's helping people find the nutritional products they need and everything else. There's a health food store here in Oklahoma City that likes me to do this, and that's Mega Health. And so I enjoy doing it. But one of the lectures I've done off and on is on brain health, keeping the brain young. And I have an outline I came across of what I've used in the past. There's a lot of things I would update now. But I want to go over some of these things with you. Now, first of all, to keep the brain healthy, you need to avoid sugar and starch. You got to remember that Alzheimer's and dementia to a degree, too, is called the third form of diabetes. The brain is overflooded with too much sugar or starch. If you eat potatoes or bread, they're even worse for you than white sugar, believe it or not. They're higher on the glycemic index. But they will become sugar in about 20 minutes in the body. Now, berries are considered good for the brain, but I don't recommend bananas or orange. Lemons and grapefruits and green granny apples, those are fruits. I wouldn't overdo them. But blueberries is really considered very good for the brain. So, yeah, a little bit of that. Now, normally they say lean meats and fatty fish, like salmon, sardines, mackerel, really, really good for the brain. But you got to be sure that they're wild caught. I eat salmon, but I make sure it's Alaskan wild caught salmon. And that makes all the difference. You don't want the farm raised. When I was in Vancouver a few years ago, a friend of mine took me in this big, farmer's market, beautiful place right there close to the ocean. And when you look at regular salmon, the lines in it, the white lines where the fat is laid down, is much thicker than it is in a farm-raised salmon. And Canada messed up their salmons by doing genetically modifying them to make them bigger, and they are quite a bit bigger. And something about they do a lot of farm raise. And so I always look for Alaskan-based salmon. Now, eggs, organic eggs, is one of the best things for brain, one of the best things for you, okay? They're very high in choline. Choline actually cleans out the cholesterol. There's one man that they use, I think Dr. Atkins wrote about him, that he eats 21 or 22 eggs a day, every day of his life. He's in a nursing home in his 90s, and they don't show any Alzheimer's problems at all, and his brain is sharp and everything else. But the difference between a grass-fed egg and grain-fed makes all the difference of how high the omega-3 is in the egg. There was a book called The Mega Diet. And it was written by a lady that was the head of the National Institute of Health, and she was from Italy. And there was one area of Italy that people lived longer, and they didn't know why. Well, it turned out there was a plant called parsley, almost like parsley, but it's parsley. And everyone else pulls it out as a weed. But they let their chickens run wild, and the chickens, of course, eat grasshoppers and things that birds normally eat, worms and everything else, which helps with omega-3. But they also eat this parsley plant, which is very high in omega-3. Well, when they measured their eggs was like 25 times higher in omega-3. And that's why they had less heart attacks and less problems with the mind. I mean, basically no problems with the mind. because of the high omega-3. Now, I'm always recommending Noric Naturals, the best fish oil on the market and the cleanest. And so I do their Ultimate, and I also do their Memory product because they have some phosphatidylserine and phosphatidylcholine in there and alpha-glycophosphatidylcholine, all fantastic things to increase the amount of choline and acetylcholine in the brain, which is really what creates the energy. It helps the electrical current jump the gap between the ganglion ends of the synapses there, and that makes a world of difference to how quick your mind is, how good your memory is, how fast it works. It makes a world of difference. So buy the organic egg, spend a little bit more money, and feel free to eat two or three of those a day if you want. You can probably eat more if you want it. Now, nuts, especially walnuts, little macadamia nuts, are very good. Peanuts are not really a nut, and they do have problems for a lot of people. Some people kill them because they're an allergic reaction. But there's a lot of allergies based on peanuts. They're really a bean. But regular nuts are great. Brazil nuts are one of my favorite nuts, but you're only supposed to eat no more than five of those a day because they're very high in selenium, and you can get selenium poisoning if you do too much. So, but do eat some nuts. It's a good snack, but avoid grains. Really, really avoid grains. Very inflammatory to the brain and to the rest of the body. So you want to avoid that. You want to keep the sugar low because glycation, when you start taking too much sugar in, one of the things it does is it goes inside the cells and it creates these cross fibers, little sugar molecules, much like cotton candy. And it stops the cell from being able to divide and regenerate and does that throughout the body. And they call that a glycation. It shows up in your eyes and everything else. That's why a low-carb diet is one of the most healthy things, especially the keto diet with a lot of good fats. So I want you to think about it that way. Now, we're going to be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Noric Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Noric Naturals. Look for it. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondria energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. I want to mention that on the first half, if you didn't hear it, I talked about the approaches for diet to help keep your brain healthy and sharp. Now, there's a lot more things that I could have covered. Taking things like nitric oxide products, very, very good for the brain, help clear it up. One of my favorite things is MK7. I take that with D3, and D3 is important. I take 5,000 IUs of D3. Sometimes I'm taking 10,000. And I try to get around 300, 330 micrograms of MK7. MK7 helps energize the brain, as well as clean the calcium out that may be building up in there. But it, and that's why I like it so much for the arteries. It helps clean the calcium out. The number one killer is still heart attacks, and calcium buildup is probably the number one reason that a person has a heart attack. Now, but I also like the fact that it gets down to the mitochondria and adds greater energy. Now, the Fox Legacy products, I think, are the best thing I've ever seen for increasing mitochondria and getting the cell walls and everything healthy. I'm just amazed at the feedback we're getting. But I'm not going to get into that right at the moment. But they really are phenomenal, really are fantastic products. And people just report all kinds of things. In fact, you know, when you get your eyes checked, the doctor can tell by looking at the back of your eye how your brain is aging, because as those blood vessels break down, so does your eyes, so does the rest of you. Your eyes are really part of the brain. If you ever really look at it, we think of the brain as separate, but it goes directly from the brain to the eyes, and so the health of the eyes tell you a lot about the health of the brain. Now, the second thing you got to be aware of, what I mentioned before when I talked about diet in the brain, is blood sugar control. Too much blood sugar shuts down the brain function because sugar, the glycation effect, and some other things just is destructive to the blood vessels. So what the brain does different than the rest of the body, it has its own unique way of defending itself. It has a brain barrier. The brain barrier is special capillaries that only let certain things through. It really lets vitamin C through. The brain uses 14 times, maybe as much as 20 times, more vitamin C than the rest of the body. So buffered vitamin C spread out through the day is really wonderful for the brain. It really needs it to protect itself from all the oxidation and all the energy it's producing. And though the brain is only 3 pounds, it makes 20% of the energy. And all that nerve factors going on is really producing a lot of free radicals in the production of electrical current there. So vitamin C is one of the ways it protects itself. Now, if you take alpha-lipoic acid and R-lipoic acid and cinnamon, that'll help you on getting your blood sugar under control. And I really like alpha-lipoic at 600 milligrams before you eat a major meal. And R-lipoic, if you can do that as well. Alpha is stronger for bringing down high spikes. R doesn't reach up and get quite as high on the spikes, but it lasts about 12 hours, while alpha lasts maybe 2 hours in the body. So a combination of the two can be fantastic. Cinnamon, they sell a lot of cinnamon in the health food stores because it cleans the receptor sites on the cell wall and makes your body more sensitive to insulin. So it can be very, very effective. Now, dopamine, when it gets low in the body, you just don't have any brain energy, and you're not as happy. One of the things that raises dopamine is, well, there's two things. Phenylalanine, the DNL, I would take both of them, but the phenylalanine, or L-tyrosine. I personally, L-tyrosine is where I usually focus. And if you're under a lot of stress, your thyroid's not working as well, 500 milligrams of L-tyrosine 30 minutes before you have breakfast and 30 minutes or an hour before you have lunch, in other words, you want it on an empty stomach, will do wonders. You give it a week or two and you'll notice how less stressed you are because it helps the adrenal gland and it helps the thyroid produce the hormones it needs. But it raises dopamine in the brain. And by raising dopamine, your brain's just going to have more gasoline. It's going to be able to function better. Very, very important. Now, one of the most important things for the brain is sleep. Oh, it's so, so important to go through healthy sleep cycle. Not done with something like Ambien that will knock you out but not give you good healthy sleep cycles. There's another people use L-tryptophan and 5-HTP. 5-HTP, by the way, works quicker and is very, very good. But I like Invigorous. You hear me run ads on Invigorous. Invigorous, I take a scoop and a quarter, scoop and a half of that before I go to bed. Been doing it for years. Really, really like that product. But there's nothing wrong if you feel you need a little bit more 5-HTP. That can work. And for some people, melatonin. And melatonin is a very powerful antioxidant. So I see nothing wrong with taking melatonin. But I noticed when I was in my 50s and I took melatonin, it made me groggy. But when I got up in my 60s, it didn't make me groggy. But I have heard if you take melatonin all the time, the body quits producing melatonin. So that needs to be a concern. I need to see more research on that. But that needs to be researched out. Now, if I was going to take one nutrient to make my brain function better, I would take alpha-glycosylcholine. And you will find that as GPC, alpha-GPC. And you can tell that. You really tell it. And phosphatidylserine is right up there, but it calms the brain. It's really good for the brain. That all if help you function. Now, DMAE, by the way, that Fox company also has a brain product that has these in it, but they're much more powerful when they're mixed with XDS technology. And so that's one of the things I use. But DMAE is very inexpensive, and it helps the brain focus. And I recommend it a lot, and I think children can take it. They have trouble focusing in school and find great relief from that. Now, folks, we'll be right back. Appreciate you listening, and we'll be right back. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondria energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest. 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910. 800-632-2910. And you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in. Now, I've been talking, I've done two sections on brain health, and so if you're just tuning in or if this is playing on my Saturday show, then I'll be doing this a little bit separate, but I've been talking about things that increase the awareness of the brain and keeping the brain healthy and how important it is to avoid sugar and starch. The older you get, the even more important because, you know, you can't afford to lose any brain cells. And you don't want that brain fog that comes up when the brain, when the blood sugar drops. Now, this is sort of interesting. I read this many, many years ago, I think in Dr. Atkins, or it may have been in the Protein Power book by the Eases, that you take a person that has blood sugar problems and they eat some sugar and starch, or, you know, let's say they have lasagna or something, or spaghetti. Lasagna would be a little different. The fat would slow it down a little bit. But let's say they eat a lot of some spaghetti or have a bunch of bread and think that they're doing okay. Oh, I didn't have any sugar. Or they eat an orange or drink orange juice. Well, their blood sugar spikes. And it, when it gets too high, the insulin pours out and tries to drive it down. And it does a good job. It drives it down, but it drives it too low. And it's like taking a severe climb up the roller coaster and then diving way down real far. And when it does that, it causes a panic in the adrenal gland. Because the adrenal gland, the brain is screaming at it, saying, get me sugar. And it starts releasing it from the liver, but it also is trying to break it out of the muscles. And it puts you in a panic state, a little anxiety. Dr. Atkins, I interviewed him many years ago, and he said that he had one person, he started seeing more and more of this, but one person, I think he was a professional wrestler promoter, and he got so paranoid he couldn't leave his house. But he needed to lose weight, and he managed to get to Dr. Atkins' office, and he put him on a low-carb diet. And a few weeks, he wasn't paranoid anymore. And they went, what's going on here? Then he had people coming in that were on Prozac, but they weren't coming because of the Prozac. They were coming to get to lose weight, to get rid of some fat. And he noticed they didn't need the Prozac anymore after a few weeks or a month. And it was all because the adrenaline gland had calmed down. And it wasn't causing this anxiety and fight and flight. And sometimes when it's jumping up and down, it creates exhaustion, which creates depression. All that was going away. Very, very important insight. So you'll lose water weight on a low-carb diet pretty quick, because for every carb you take, you retain 2 grams of carbs of water. So when you're on a low-carb diet, the first 10 days or so, you got to be sure you're getting not only your electrolytes, but I'd get all my trace minerals in there too, as well as my major minerals like potassium, calcium, magnesium. And the right form of magnesium is bisglycinate or glycinate. Both of them are good. That's the one the body can really use well. Now, as I said in one of the other sections, one of the most important things for your brain is omega-3 oil. Your brain uses a tremendous amount of DHA. It builds nerves and everything else out of the DHA. Very, very important. And Nordic Natural has a memory product, and they also have a focus product. But I also want to get a high dose of omega-3, and I don't always eat salmon. So I will take 2, maybe 3 of the Nordic Natural's Ultimate, and then I'll take a couple of their memory product or their focus product. And that memory product, when I first got that, I could tell it right away. I mean, in about 30 minutes, I went, oh, this is sharp. This is cool. And one of the interesting things, it also has curcumin in there. And curcumin is really, really good for protecting the brain against Alzheimer's and bringing down inflammation in the brain. But on their box, they show that taking normal curcumin, you know, as everyone that's in the industry knows, it doesn't absorb hardly at all. They have to do all kinds of things to make it absorb, jump through all kinds of hoops, whey peptides, phosphatidylcholine in the presence of that. But when it was bound with omega-3 oil, it had 65 times more absorption. And I was so impressed by that. So that may also have been why I've helped their product so much. There's another product I used to use and sometimes still do, and I think it's a very, very good product, is Juice of Oregano by North America Urban Spice. Now, they also have some other, their Sage product, and Sage improves memory 30% in a very short amount of time. Very interesting plant. I probably need to pick up some sage myself. So does lion's mane. It has a very significant improvement on the mind and how well it functions. So both sage and mine really, really help in the brain function. The juice of oregano is a water-based version of the oregano oil. When they're distilling the oregano oil, some of it drips off in oil form, and some of it drips off in the water form. And in Turkey, where North American gets theirs, the people there only use the juice. They didn't even know why Dr. Ingram was using another one. And so this is so so important to you, is to use the juice of oregano if you want. You'll feel a little bit of weakness, but it also kills pathogens. So I think that's very, very important. Now, I know I'm giving you a lot of information, and nice thing about this is on the Tuesday show, this is put up on put up on iHeartRadio.com. And so when it's put there, you can go to the podcast, put in Dan's Health Talks, and you can hear the show over and over again and take notes and get all this information. So I think that's great. That's really a wonderful feature. Now, I want to mention one more thing. Heavy metals is a major factor in shutting down the mitochondria in the body. I think cyanide and lead both do it, and probably cadmium too, is they stop the mitochondria from functioning. That's one of the ways it causes the Alzheimer's and the brain problems. But when it does that, you suffer in that regard, but you also need to detox the heavy metals out. Number of things to detox them. Chlorella, you got to work up to chlorella because you can feel the toxins as they come out. Chlorella helps pull those out. My favorite is zeolite, if you get a good quality zeolite. And zeolite's like a little honeycomb, and in the spaces of the honeycomb, the heavy metals and toxins slip into there, and then they'll just urinate it back out. And that's a great way to clear that up. And some, a lot of problems that people have, find that when they detox, they may be getting rid of pesticides, which could be a major problem, exposed to toxins. Well, zeolite is so wonderful in doing that, and carrying the heavy metals and pesticides out. So you can look for, most good health food stores will have some different zeolite products. So look for that, and you'll really feel a benefit from it. Thank you, folks, and we'll be right back. One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take 2 of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. There's a subject, folks, I really need to talk more about. In fact, I think next week I might spend more time on this. But one of the sad things that's happening to our society is we're literally starving our children of good nutrition. This fast food nation, eating French fries and just junk and living on sodas, has really done a job on it. Here's what happens. Let's say you drink a soda high in sugar, corn syrup, and throw in some French fries, and French fries will be sugar in the body in 20 minutes. Okay. At first, you get some energy from that. So that sets you up for a little bit of addiction to it. But then it runs the sugar up, the body's sugar levels rise. It's like going up a roller coaster. And instead of just sort of leveling out, you take a steep dive. When it takes a steep dive, then you're hungry again. And that's what creates a lot of the overeating in our society. But here's what happens after you've done that time and time again. When you're young, it makes for hyperactive kids. Oh, let's put them on Ritalin because they have attention deficit. When they're eating poor, they don't have enough B vitamins in their diet, no minerals in their diet, they're deprived of it. They have all this anxiety that good supplements may take care of. Now, but when their blood sugar is jumping around like that, it creates a paranoia and anxiety. And after a while, they end up with adrenal exhaustion and they can't handle stress. Then you get some kids shooting up the school because everybody is stressing when 20, 30 years ago, it wouldn't have he wouldn't have reacted that way because his body could handle a lot of it. But people can't handle it anymore like they used to. Road rage and everything else. They had an adolescent prison in England, and they gave half the kids vitamins and minerals. Nothing big deal, just vitamins and minerals, and measured their behavior. They had 20% of the fights and discipline problems of the kids that didn't have the vitamins and minerals. That's how important it is, but it's important because our food is deprived of that. It's empty. And our body needs good nutrition. First thing you need to put your kid on is some good B vitamins, not synthetic Bs. Synthetic Bs, you can usually tell because it'll be like 25, 25, 25, or 50, 50, 50. That means they're making it out of oil and rearranging the molecules. And the body can use it, but not well. But you need some good vitamins and minerals for kids. You need fish oil. Anoric Natural makes some wonderful fish oil products for children. You have to get that DHA up. There's so many things we need to do for our kids. And I'm going to elaborate more on this. But eating is part of the reasons you're seeing the behavior problems we have today. And we'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. But I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area. But if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. And Dr. Frank is very, very versatile MD in first started off an anesthesiologist, spent 5 years in picking up another degree, a fellowship in functional medicine, which is anti-aging medicine, keeping the body functioning, but also correcting a lot of things. And he also does a lecture to a lot of these medical symposiums, especially on acupuncture. But Dr. Frank, some subjects I haven't talked to you much about. But as we all age, one of the biggest concerns is keeping the brain sharp. We have a lot of the senior moments, and we don't want to lose. The brain doesn't want to slow down, or we don't want it to slow down. And what can you do to keep the brain sharp and maybe avoid some of the real disastrous things like Alzheimer's and dementia?
Yeah, that's a real good question, Dan, and we get that a lot. Probably between the brain and the heart, those are the two that people are saying, you know, what does integrative or functional health look at as opposed to just conventional? And so let's lump them both together, brain and heart. First off, the conventional tests that the internal medicine and family doctors would do, the neurologist, the cardiologist, those are going to be very helpful. We're going to certainly look at those and include those. We need to know if there's any demonstrable dementia, for instance, in the heart. We need to know, is there any demonstrable, you know, arrhythmia or cardiac output decrease, things like that. So we do use the conventional test, but then beyond that, we look at other things that can play into degenerative conditions as we age in these areas. And so it would be very appropriate to look at some toxicity levels from heavy metals and other environmental toxins that we're exposed to. It would be appropriate to look at most men and women's hormone status, because as we age, we certainly see a change in the hormonal status. And, you know, hormones aren't just about ED and low libido. I mean, for women, you've got to have a healthy estrogen level to have a healthy brain and a healthy heart. For men, you've got to have a healthy testosterone level along with an appropriate estrogen level as a cofactor for a healthy brain and a healthy heart. So, you know, we look at the hormones and the cortisol labs. I would also consider in many of these patients looking at a very specific nutritional assessment. My favorite one, the gold standard, is a cellular nutritional assessment. And what that means is we draw the bloods at our clinic and send them down to Texas, and SpectraCell grows out a colony of the lymphocytes, the white cells, over about 3 weeks' time. And then they report back to us on 36 different vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants. And these are substances that we take through our diet, but unfortunately often are missing some of these elements in our diet. And it's hard to get those even when people are eating pretty clean, because the vitamins and minerals and amino acids and whatnot have been leached out of the soils, and the plants just aren't providing as many. So that nutritional assessment test can also be very, very helpful for us. You know, when we start looking at therapy, then there are really good botanical, which means plant-based, herbal, homeopathic remedies that can be very beneficial. You know, I have a family member that did go through Alzheimer's, and just the ultra curcumin, the very highly bioavailable curcumin, helped with the inflammatory processes and significantly helped that family member, you know, in their dementia issues. We've got that and other products that are very well regarded in our fellowship on integrative cardiology that actually help the heart muscle mitochondria to work and provide energy and help the body to recover in areas where they've become degenerative.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that when they look at Alzheimer's brains, I thought it was quite interesting. They said that the vascularity had broken down before the plaque had built up, and where the vascularity had broken down, that's some reason, I guess, because the immune system is not working in the brain, and the brain having its own immune system, it starts building up at that point. And so keeping the heart healthy also keeps the brain healthy. It's not, they're not two separate. It's all a synergistic system. But
yeah, and you know, in all of this area, we can't forget the importance of the gut. There's a lot of integrative health literature coming out now about, you know, a great deal of brain health has to do with the microbiome and the gut. So we do need to look at usually not just the probiotics, but a combination of the prebiotics and probiotics and the very high quality ones that have human trials behind them. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different probiotics out there, but a good general rule is that if they need to be refrigerated, you know, that sounds smart, but the ones that don't need to be refrigerated have been specifically engineered so that they're stable at room temperature, and so a good probiotic and prebiotic combination is really, really important to gut health. And then, you know, a colon cleanse or liver cleanse is also going to be an important factor.
Yeah, and I know I've seen a friend of mine had a real good cleanse product and got rid of ancient orange in people, and the glyphosate that's causing a lot of people. I found that 90% of the people out there has it in their urine. And so that's really scary that Roundup is showing up in everybody's urine. And so,
well, yeah, that's the scary part about the GMP, the genetically modified GMO organisms, and that includes our corn and wheat and other other grains where they've been genetically modified. That corn doesn't die from the Roundup. The farmers spray it on to clear the weeds before harvesting, but then that Roundup is taken up into the seed, which is the product, the fruit that we eat.
Yeah, and so we're all being exposed to it, and very, very sad. I don't mind if Monsanto and Bayer get sued out of existence because they know the damage that these cause. Now, what is your phone number? How do people reach you?
Yeah, Regenesis Health Clinic is at 405-763-7603. And we do have a website. It's regenesishealth.com, but it's re-genesishealth.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Doc. I really appreciate it.
Have a great week. Thanks.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in and being with me this week. Now, Dr. Frank, what he was talking about detoxing, really important. And the reason I made that, not really joking, I mean, I saw a study, I used to use it in a lecture I gave on GMOs. And Monsanto and Bayer and some of the other farms, pharmaceutical companies, mainly those two, were real big in the development of the GMOs. And they had these laboratory mice that I think it was in Europe that they did the research because Monsanto would not let them research on their corn and wheat and oats that had been genetically modified. Well, after about 4 months, they saw a little bitty tumor start forming on the female breast of the laboratory mice. And within 2 years, those tumors look like they're 20% or more of the body weight, maybe more than that, of the laboratory mice. And I swear Monsanto knew exactly that because they would put on their sack of oats, do not do research on this. They had a stop sign. And then you read what it says, do not do research on this. And without our permission, and they wouldn't allow research being done longer than 3 months because they knew what happened if they extend the research. And that was the GMOs. Now, the GMOs, of course, have been soaked in glyphosate. But when they do a healthy oats and different ones that hasn't been genetically modified, I had a little trouble talking all of a sudden, been genetically modified, but soaked in glyphosate, that doesn't cause as much harm as the GMOs. So both are dangerous, and we're getting exposed to that a lot, and we wonder where all these health problems keep coming from. And I really, really do not like the way we keep manipulating nature, trying to make it where it lasts longer, where it's more economically feasible, and it lasts on the shelf longer. But it'll destroy your gut, and then from there, it all kinds of toxins get through the body and are put into the body directly when you're eating things that have glyphosate. But here's something that we don't think about enough. The oils that you use, soy and corn oil, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed oil, probably leaving one out here. Those oils, and a lot of times even oils that we consider good, may have been exposed to glyphosate. But let's say they're not. They're hydrogenated. When you hydrogenate, when you run hydrogen through these oils to stop them from becoming rancid, because they will go rancid rather easily, there's an open loop molecularly on one that hasn't been hydrogenated. Hydrogenated closes that loop. But what it does, it's almost like turning into plastic. It will not break down easily in the body. And so it will get in the little doorways of the cells and make it where it opens those up, where toxins will get through. And, you know, things will come in and out that aren't supposed to come in and out or are supposed to be regulated. You know, it's like not having a border. Good things and bad things both go in and out. Well, that's what it's doing, destroying the border of the cell, the membrane of the cell. Well, omega-3 oil knocks those out, replaces it. So in a sense, omega-3 oil detoxes hydrogenated oil out of the system. So doing high doses of omega-3 oil is a darn good idea for many, many reasons, for what it does for your brain, your heart, your ligaments, but also getting rid of that toxin that's highly inflammatory. And I think that is a very, very important thing that's never mentioned, that we never look at omega-3 oil as a detoxer. We look at it, what it does for the nervous system and for the lining of the blood vessels and for the lubrication of the joints and for the building of the brain cells. We look at all that, but we don't think about it as a detox on a cellular level, but it is. It also, when you take your vitamins and minerals, take your fish oil with it. Or if you're eating salmon or sardines, take your vitamins and minerals with it, because on the Noric Naturals memory product and on their Focus, on their memory product, the curcumin that they put in it had a 65 times more absorption than without it being associated with omega-3 oil. That's a phenomenal thing. So that's one thing I want to mention. Now, one of my favorite detoxers that I take is N-L-cysteine. You look for it in the health food stores. It's just called NAC. NAC. And NAC has a tremendous knack at increasing the glutathione. And glutathione is the antioxidant that stimulates the liver to detoxify the poisons out of your body. Now, there's other great liver detoxers, milk thistle, artichoke. There's a wide variety, and you'll find these in detoxers. I know Brenda Swartz, when I talk about Brenda Swartz, her Body Dynamics products, her cleanse, her extra cleanse, total digestion. Let's see, it's not, I'm trying to remember how she labels it. But if you look up bodydynamics.com, you'll see these products. There's the total and there's the extra. And then she has a total cleanse. But she's had people with ancient orange disease, that Vietnam veterans that have suffered for so many years, that by taking these liver and lymph and kidney detoxers and all the different things she's put together at high quality, they've gotten over that. And they lose weight because the body will hold on to that weight to store the toxins in the fat. And the weight starts going away too. So there's many ways that you detox the body. But don't forget about N-L-cysteine. It also protects you against radiation poison. If you're going to go get a CAT scan, or a radiation of any sort, 2 weeks before you do that, take probably twice of what it says on the bottle of N-L-cysteine broken up through the day. And that, they've shown, stops laboratory mice when given a lethal dose of radiation that kills the ones that hadn't had N-acetylcysteine. It protects them. So remember that, folks. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week. And look for this up on iHeartRadio.com. It'll be podcast very soon.